Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Are you a fan of a voice note? If you are, I want to know how long is too long today, because I was reading this survey this morning. It's from Pure Telecom, and they found that 75% of us, 75% of adults, deem 1 minute. That's the max length. That's all any voice note should be in duration. No longer than 60 seconds. 1800 453 106 is the number if you want to call us today. You can chat to us for longer than a minute if you like. Esther McCarthy is the Lifestyle Daily Features Editor with the Irish Examiner. Esther, are you guilty of a voice note?
Guilty as charged, Andrea. Every day of the week.
Really, yeah. And who are you voice noting?
Oh my God. Everyone. Well, I'm not allowed to my husband, and I'm not allowed to send them to my kids, so that everyone else has to take the brunt of them. I love them. Like, there's nothing. Like, they've changed my life. I genuinely don't know how I lived like that before. Like, I get so excited about them. And they, like, they free up my, I'm in the car all the time, dropping the kids, blah, 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 like, just, you know, sitting in traffic. And I get so much done. And then I can listen back to people who've sent me something. And, you know, it's like you can create this whole new relation, WhatsApp voice note relationships I have with people that I never would ring. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know that yourself now, you don't have time to ring someone, you have to listen back to them, you know, so you can just send them and then set, and they get longer. Like, 1 minute I'd be pushing, 1 minute, like, I'd definitely be, I tried to keep them under 3 minutes, but that survey is baloney. I said it, baloney.
Baloney, right. So three minutes is your max. And there's basically, there's no one you wouldn't send a voice note to.
Like, obviously, there'd be different tone, there'd be probably different language. If I do use them for work a lot, and I'll always apologise at the start, but then I'll, you know, I really don't care, you know what I mean?
Yeah, when you're putting the apology in at the start, you don't give a damn, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I would obviously have a different, the exact same as if I was sending a text to someone in a work capacity or a buddy in the WhatsApp. Like, often, do you know what's happened recently? And I love it. So there'll be a group, WhatsApp group, to, you know, be informative. Like, three things, I think. You have to be informative, you have to be fast, and then if you're not either of those two things, you have to be funny. So we get the WhatsApp kind of message.
A lot of pressure.
And, like, I know, yeah, but then, but I, because I'm not fast or informative, and my raw mashy ones, you have to try to be a bit funny. And then the other person will come back and try to be funnier. So, like, you know, there'll all these little splinter kind of voice note groups from the one WhatsApp group. It just keeps me entertained. I have a very sad life at the moment. I have to kind of get my kick somewhere.
Off the balls, Nathan Murphy. Nathan's with us as well, Esther, here in studio. Are you a fan of a voice note?
Never give Esther my phone number.
You're going to be bombarded.
No, I'm not a fan.
At all.
And I've got to a position in my life where my WhatsApp is basically a voice note wasteland where I never send them. And because I never respond to them, people no longer send them to me. I don't want to hear. Esther summed up the problem there where she's used it to replace a phone call.
Mm.
The great thing about a phone call is you see it's coming in and you can decide whether or not you want to acknowledge that person at that moment.
So now, hang on. So just bring us. So what do you do? How do you communicate?
I use WhatsApp for its original function, which is I type out the message,
yeah,
I send it.
You text on WhatsApp, basically.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if somebody sends me a 3 minute voice note, what I would generally do is listen to the first 20 seconds and then give them the thumbs up of death, which means full stop.
Now, are you thumbs up in the message or are you sending a thumbs up? That it's
I'm thumbs up in the message to acknowledge that I have received this and that we don't need to progress.
But sure, they don't know you've only listened to 20 seconds.
But exactly. But yeah. I think people, if you don't respond with the voice,
they know
message,
you're not a voice noter.
They sort of know that you're not going to go voice note to voice note, and we're not going to have the terrible scenes that Esther's
describing.
Just non-stop conversation all day.
Yeah, so you just, so if someone sends you a voice, so if anybody listening today wants to send Nathan Murphy here a voice note, you won't be getting one back.
Most certainly not. I have, I think I've sent maybe 2 voice notes in my entire life. I do find, you know the way your mother speaks on the phone?
Yeah.
That you do find yourself going into that. And I know we work in radio, so we should be well used to it. I do find myself not speaking in a normal way on the rare occasion I would have had to send a voice note. Because
you take the little pause.
How do you know when to stop? Like, you're talking and then you just need to suddenly stop and that's the end of it.
It's
no,
kind of see you later. Or give, how do you finish off your voice notes, Esther?
It's a monologue. Any good monologue knows a good, you know, a strong finish and is vital. So you kind of, like, I always do the bye, 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 bye. And I'll go, oh, I'm getting up to 3 minutes. I'll kind of watch the time, and when I'm getting to the time, depending on the recipient, I'll know that, oh, nearly 3 minutes, better go. Bye, 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 bye. But then I'll probably send another one 2 minutes later to finish off my thought process. Like, he said it's what WhatsApp was originally used for. It has evolved, like everything else. Like,
evolved, Nathan.
Do you want to still send snake eyes, you know, emojis instead of the amazing, like, you know, you kind of move the times, Nathan. And that passive aggressive comes up, that is just hurting my soul. If I got that back.
Make no apologies.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, my WhatsApp etiquette, as I thought about this over the last hour, is not great in general. I would sit down often on a Friday night and scroll through the week's WhatsApps to
Nathan.
See all of the messages that
Nathan.
I didn't even acknowledge in the first place.
Are you serious?
Oh my
heart. And will you reply to those people then?
If it wasn't time sensitive. You see, I look
see,
at
is this
them,
a fella thing
them,
now,
I,
right?
I see them pop up on my phone, I'll go, oh yeah, I now have taken the information from that and then I move on with my life. And the bit of manners that is needed is probably missing.
But I do wonder, I've had this conversation with friends before, I do wonder, do boys react to voice notes and WhatsApp messages different to girls? Like, if I asked you, were you doing something or going somewhere? Like, I know some lads who wouldn't reply because they weren't doing something or couldn't do something. Whereas girls tend to come back and, well, my female friends will come back and say, I can't because blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, we keep the information to a limited and bare necessary minimum. Amount.
Kira Tracy from our digital team is with me. Do you send a voice note?
I do. And please, Nathan, don't give me your number, because if you gave my voice message a thumbs up, I would literally be calling you like, do you hate me?
Some people take great offence in the thumbs up. That
I know.
It is because, and maybe they should, because it is the, that's the end.
Maybe that is how it was intended.
Passive, it is. But I feel like you're giving men a bad rap as well, because I know many a man that will send a voice note.
How long?
Oh, geez. It could be anywhere from 30 seconds to 2-3 minutes.
Right.
You know, it's colour, it's flavour.
None of my male friends send voice
really?
Notes now that I think about this.
Many of my colleagues in Off the Ball would like to send a voice message. Now, they know at this stage not to send one to me.
Yeah, they won't get a reply.
But they will relentlessly be chatting to each other.
Yeah. Texter here says you're dead, right? You know. Yeah, you're not alone.
So
sorry, I wasn't coming in here
looking for some sort of
that I was wrong about my attitude to this.
Oh, but what, I just imagine when you're at home, it must be so quiet.
Yes.
That's a good thing.
Can you imagine sitting and sharing a house with somebody, with your partner, and they're chatting, having a one-way conversation with somebody, and then they're sitting there waiting for the 3 minutes. Again, maybe the quick fire, what are you doing this weekend?
Yeah, you're free.
It's the one that develops to, I'm going to tell you my news of the week in a 12-minute
voice. Oh God, I have a friend with that.
Yeah, I do draw the line there. But say, Nathan, say like Joe Gilroy has some like hot goss for you. How do you want to receive that, right? Voice note. That's the perfect way for it.
No, I see Jer 5 days a week.
Okay, wrong
so
example.
So he can pause and wait till I see him in person
wrong
and
example.
Tell me this.
No, but imagine if it's like burning gossip. Like, I think that's when a voice
type
note
it out.
Perfect.
Do you communicate with your friends via voice note?
Yeah, for the majority of the time. But I do think there is a line to be drawn. Like, I've been sent 8-minute voice notes and I'm like, that's a podcast. I'm not subscribed. Like,
8 minutes is long. There's only 4 people really in my life I send voice notes to, and I usually don't send a voice note until they send one to me first.
Oh, that's
Jess
really
Kelly is among one of the 4 I'll
and
send
again,
a voice note.
I'm also guilty for sending Jess many a voice note.
And is Jess responding? Or is she just giving the thumbs up?
Oh God, no, she responds. She's a great woman actually there's a decent podcast in it too. She'll deny that
she
now.
She needs another one.
Huh? Exactly, yeah.
Well, yeah.
I think we have Stephanie thought it was on the line with us. Text from a listener who says, Andrea, on the voice notes, I'm not sure if the senders realise that the recipient may not be in a suitable environment to listen to them, whereas a text can be read immediately. I was listening to your chat to Pat Kenny about this earlier today and I too reply with the text. Do you, Esther, do you put in some sort of a caveat or a warning, you know, by text with a voice note if it's some sort of salacious gossip that shouldn't be listened to out loud?
They've learned the hard way, Andrea.
Yeah, I have too.
One of my cousin is a teacher and she actually nearly got fired because she listened to that cloud in the classroom. But that was her own fault. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you probably shouldn't listen to my voice notes. But put it to your ear. It's like listening to a voice mail. You know, if you miss them in the call and you leave a voice message.
Yeah,
like
nobody
that
answers voicemails anymore.
Does anyone even listen
nobody
to them?
Even listen
I
to
actually
them.
Don't know how to work.
Is that the 171 thing? Yeah. Does anyone listen to them?
Oh, I listen to all the time.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
I don't know how it works.
I had 5 of them yesterday to get through. Whereas if it was a voice note, it would have been way easier because I could double speed it. See, that's it as well. The double speed is your friend. So if it's 8 minutes or 3 minutes, it's really only 1.5 minutes and you can perfectly understand what they're saying.
But it says an awful lot, though.
5 speed.
Yeah, it says an awful lot, though, if you have to listen to somebody and fast forward, doesn't it? Do you know, if you have to put somebody on double speed.
That's overwhelming, I think. I do get overwhelmed sometimes. And that's the thing with a voice note, though. You can pick it up and put it down whenever you want to. Like, but, you know, with a call, like, if someone drops a call on me, and maybe this is the Gen Z in me, but someone, like, calls me out of nowhere, I'm like, ugh.
Anne has got in touch. She says, I have voice notes from, oh, my now departed husband. Heartbreaking, but lovely to have, according to Anne. Jim says, my wife does them all the time and she listens to them in fast mode. It sounds like she's chatting to Alvin the Chipmunk. Voice notes, I don't do them, but I've no problem with them until the person starts putting on the extremely irritating fake American twang. Then I hit the end message button. Why do some people do that, Esther?
Perhaps they're not as lucky as you in there and get, you know, they think it's like their own radio show. And like crumple under pressure or something.
The other part I wonder, Esther, is you're sending all of these messages, but you have no idea whether the recipient is listening to them in full.
That's just
unique. Because I have sound friends, like not like Nathan, I shouted, and they will get back immediately. Like, okay. We have this little tennis thing going. And I like, it's just because genuinely, I wouldn't ring most of the people I send voicemails to because one, you know, it could take half an hour if you know, you usually don't have time for a call. Whereas with the voice note, you know, if they don't have to listen to it then, but they'll always get back to me. I suppose I have my little list of people I know that will get back.
Who's on the list of voice notes? What about you, Adrienne? How are you?
Hello, how you doing, Andrea?
Are you a voice note fan?
I haven't got voice notes on my phone and I don't leave them on people's phones, but I have voice notes on WhatsApp and my kids call them podcasts.
Oh, really?
They go on for so long.
And do you send them yourself or do you just get them from people?
No, I send them and I'm in all different groups. And sometimes if there's something that's going on and it's a bit complicated, it's easier to explain in a voice note rather than having to keep typing it out and then somebody getting back to you, what do you mean by that? So, yeah, I find it. But my kids have, I don't know how it works, but when I send them voice notes, they speed them up on their phone. So I'm talking really quick so they don't have to listen to me for as long.
Yeah. But listen, whatever happened to the phone call? Like, I love a phone call.
I love a phone call as well, Andrea, but sometimes it's just handier just to, like, for instance, in the family group, I might say to them, I'm going up to the square, does anybody want anything? Or is anybody going to the square, will they get me something? Rather than having to keep ringing them, you know, ringing them individually. But I do, I love phone calls. I love talking, full stop.
What about you, Kira? You're Gen Z. Are you a phone call fan?
I'm not a phone call person.
You ring nobody?
Well, like a FaceTime, weirdly, I think I kind of need the facial cue for that, maybe. That's why if I'm just talking to someone and it kind of feels a bit more mindless and overwhelming, whereas like a voice note, I think, is quite good because you can pick it up and, you know, the conversation at your own leisure.
You wouldn't unprompted FaceTime somebody.
Yeah, of course.
Is that how you'd ring them?
Yeah, I would actually never call unless it was urgent.
Like, I would die. So you'd just come up with a FaceTime, like a FaceTime call?
Yeah, to my sisters, yeah, close friends. Yeah, definitely. My parents would be exclusively FaceTime, weirdly. I would never just call it would always be a FaceTime.
What about you, Esther? Do you ring anyone?
Rarely enough now that I'm thinking about it. I would definitely, video call more than ring. I would, yeah. Now, I didn't realise that I hadn't made a phone call in a number of days. But yeah, she's right. It's more intimate.
Do you ring people?
And like,
I made the terrible mistake of ringing my 12-year-old son last week and he just got his phone last month and he honestly did not know what to do. I knew he had his phone on him.
Yeah.
Eventually it answered. There was a silence for 10 seconds. I asked him to do the thing I wanted him to do. He went, yeah, and just hung up again.
That was it?
Never call me again.
Really?
what was this thing ringing? Like, what do you expect me to do?
God,
he gets his
phone
from his dad.
He's learned. I'm just worried the callers are going to be from people I haven't responded to in a month.
Yeah,
it really pains me that you sit down on a Friday and go through all these unanswered.
I apologise to everybody.
Yeah,
I haven't responded.
You'd be getting another message now from me saying that's grand, Nathan. No worries at all.
You see the problem, and a lot of people will find this that. So I have three kids, all of whom are playing many sports. So I'm in about 20 different WhatsApp groups.
Right.
Training this evening is at 7, this thing. So many messages come through, particularly on sort of a Thursday, Friday ahead of the weekend. Some just get lost in the middle of it.
Right.
It's not my fault.
Yeah. It's funny, isn't it? We all have our own, yeah, little way. Drew says, the only time I'll use a voice note is to portray emotion or clarity. Texts, words don't carry the same level of emotion. The smiley face, the sad face doesn't always work. So voice notes for emotion, that's when they're needed. Listener says, I've never listened to a voice note and I completely just ignore them in messages. It's my status in my WhatsApp too. Just call somebody, says this listener. And finally, I text back to anybody who sends me a voice note and tell them I won't be listening to that. So if it's important, just text me. I absolutely love it. 087-1400-106 is the WhatsApp number. Tell us what you do about voice notes. That's Esther McCarthy, Nathan Murphy, Kira Tracy, also Adrienne there as well.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.